Everyone's talking about AI these days, right? This season on Compiler, we're diving deep into how AI is reshaping the world we live in. Join us for a new season of Compiler, an original podcast from Red Hat. Subscribe now, wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Welcome in, everybody. A special emergency football 24/7. The Philadelphia Eagles make another move on offense, Johnny Mack, and the one football now has another mouth to feed with Johan Dotson. The Eagles receiver, now wide receiver three, will be here in Philly. The Eagles make a trade with the Commanders today. Johnny Mack, what's your first takeaways and the details of the trade for everybody?
First the details. The Eagles are getting Johan Dotson in a 2025 fifth-round pick for a 2023 third-round pick and a couple seventh-rounders in that year. So, this was a need, and I kind of alluded to on the show over the past couple weeks that this was the most likely position the Eagles might go outside the organization to address, and they were able to get it done. I mean, on paper, it looks really good because you got a guy who was obviously talented, a 2022 first-round pick, 16th overall. Thought he was a little bit overdrafted, but still talented kid, and he can play outside and inside, and that's exactly what they're looking for. So I talked about, you know, maybe people getting a little bit too focused on that third wide receiver and 11 personnel. I thought the bigger issue was the depth in case you needed someone behind AJ and Devontae, and now this sort of solves that problem in one fell swoop. So on paper looks great. And then, you know, you start to wonder, well, why the heck is Washington trading him? So that's the biggest concern for me. Obviously you have a new coaching staff, so they don't have a tie to a previous first round pick, with Dan Quinn and right. And like Cliff Kingsbury's in there as the offensive coordinator. So they have no history with them. But then you look at the depth chart and you say, all right, they got Terry McLaurin, who's a very good player. Eagles fans know that because he's been
tremendous.
A headache. Yeah, it's been a headache for the Eagles. But behind him, I mean, Olamide Zaccheaus is one of the guys behind him they're talking highly about, who evidently was out playing Johan Dotson from their perspective. They just brought in Martavis Bryant, Luke McCaffrey's a rookie. Doesn't exactly look good on paper. So a little bit of a concern why they gave up on Dotson with 2 years left on his rookie deal, plus the fifth-year option if the Eagles want to exercise that after this season. Makes sense from the Eagles' perspective, but a little bit worried. And you look at the PFF grades, not good last year. I believe he was low 90s of about 120. But in his rookie year, he was like number 40. So he did play better as a rookie than last year. And hopefully he gets back. He's North Jersey kid. He was born there. He went to high school and Lehigh Valley, so maybe being a little bit closer to home gets him going back in the right direction.
Yeah, good stuff. I mean, he's a solid player. He hit 523 yards on 61 targets and 35 receptions in his rookie year with 7 touchdowns, you know, almost a 15 yard average there per catch. And then he had more catches last year. He had 49 receptions on 83 targets for 5 less yards, 518 yards and 4 touchdowns. So just a 10.6 average, but still pretty good. John, you talked about the worry with him being a first round pick. Obviously, he doesn't have that role here in Philly. You know, he's playing behind Devontae and AJ. You think he's a good fit for wide receiver 3?
Yeah, I think he's a good fit on paper. As I said, I think he can certainly play in the slot. He can play outside as well. Should be, you know, when you talk about the in-house candidates for that job, you were talking about Britton Covey. It's kind of rooting for, to be honest, because he's such a good guy. But, I mean, there's limitations there. Paris Campbell, we know what he's been through 6 years, and it's not much, and he was injured as well. And then John Ross, who's sort of a reclamation project. And then Johnny Wilson, who's a six-round pick, who now you can settle back into that developmental role. And those two guys have been out with concussions anyway. So I would say he's a huge upgrade over that group when you talk about projecting a potential third receiver. And then, yeah, we've been talking about that good problem Kellen Moore has, and now he's got a better problem. But the word problem's never removed. Good, yeah. Better, it's never removed. So you do have to feed a lot of mouths, but it looks, I'll tell you what, if I'm an opposing defensive coordinator, I'm looking at the Eagles skill people and I'm not sleeping too well.
Yeah, no, there's no way to cover all these guys, but I want to welcome and thank everybody for being here. Sorry we were a little late on our breaking news. Normally we are on top of it, but Johnny Mac and I were both outside the house, so I didn't have a chance to create everything on YouTube, but again, appreciate all you guys for being here. Make sure you guys hit that like button. The Eagles got better again today. Howie Roseman season never stops. John, what do you think of the compensation they sent? You feel all right with what they sent to get Dotson?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing you're worried about is the third round pick, and you got a fifth round pick back. So obviously you're giving up some pretty significant draft.
Yeah, I would call that a premium pick, obviously, that third rounder, and you only got a fifth back. So that's pretty significant.
Yeah, but I mean, you're talking about again, a 2022 first-round pick who's got 2 years left on his deal. And if he plays well this year, you could pick up his option and have him under contract through 2027. Is it, let's see, to 2026. I'm doing the math real quick. So he's got 2 years left, so that's this year, 2024 and 2025. Then if they pick up his option, they'll have him for 2026. But they got to make that decision by May of next year. So he's got to play well this year for them to even consider picking up the option, which is pretty expensive for a 16th overall pick. So yeah, unlikely.
I would agree. I don't think they'll do that, but we'll see. Hopefully he can be a contributor on this football team. We talked about, you know, the problem. It's a good problem to have, as we've mentioned, but it is a problem. How do you think this all works out? You think, you know, in a way, is there any negative viewpoint on this, John, where there's just too many mouths to feed on that offense?
I don't think, you know, somebody like Dotson's going to come in and complain or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't either.
But you start with the main four. You know, you have to feed them, let's be honest. And, you know, if you win games, nobody's going to complain. But if you do start to struggle a little bit, it might be one of those things that crops up. So you got to win. You got to win football games. But, Kellen Moore's had, in his career as an offensive coordinator, he's had two number one offenses that we've talked about in the past. And look, he's never had skill position people this good on paper. So, you know, the expectations we always talk about as well. Yeah, the expectations are only going higher with this move.
There's no doubt about it. You go and read social media right now. You go and, you know, check in on Eagle Land. Everybody is jacked to the gills. And look, I get it. We did get better on paper. We upgraded a wide receiver three position. But, you know, dream teams don't always work. I'm not saying we are that. I'm just saying we do have a lot of guys, in that offensive side. I thought they were going to make a trade for a guy on the defensive side of the football. You know, they decided to go with the wide receiver three. I don't know how we might not be done. But John, any other takeaways on this move and what it does for this team? I mean, you just talked about the expectations. I mean, shoot, John, we talked about the ceiling being number one offense earlier today before they got Dotson. Now it's going to be one or bust, John.
I saw Emmanuel Acho. I saw that too. He had an interesting tweet that, I think basically paraphrasing, there's only a few cornerback ones that can deal with A.J. Brown. There's probably even fewer cornerback twos that can deal with Devontae Smith. And there's very few cornerback threes that can deal in that situation with Jahan Dotson. So, yeah, those are the kind of expectations you're talking about. And, you know, I've been around long enough that it never works out as well as you think it looks on paper, no matter who you are. There's always situations and ugly moments. But I'd rather be the Eagles than anybody else when it comes to skill people.
Yeah, no doubt, man. They got a good group on paper, John. What other ramifications, John, will this have? I mean, you know, you're bringing a guy here. What does that mean for the guys like Covey, for Wilson, for John Ross, Paris Campbell? How do you think that shakes out with the roster?
Well, I mean, Covey's going to be here as one of the best punt returners in the NFL. I'm sure he's going to be disappointed because he really has confidence that he could excel if he's given an opportunity. But he'll be here, and certainly Johnny Wilson will be here. As a rookie developmental player, and that, you know, people can slow down the role with Johnny Wilson and he can develop behind the scenes a little bit, which is the best case scenario. You know, it's really bad for John Ross. I can't see him making this football team now. And it's probably almost as bad for Paris Campbell. Because if they do keep six, it's probably going to be an Ia Smith.
Yeah, so now we'll see now what ends up.
Everyone's talking about AI these days, right? This season on Compiler, we're diving deep into how AI is reshaping the world we live in. Join us for a new season of Compiler, an original podcast from Red Hat. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Happening at that position. John, what do you have to say about, you know, Howie? We're late in August now, John. August 22nd. The guy never sleeps, man. He is just on top of his game. And, you know, you can argue whether it's going to work on the football field, but from a GM's perspective, it seems like a home run to me. I guess the one concern would be that third rounder, but what are your thoughts on Howie and what he did here?
Yeah, I mean, to get that kind of talent from a division rival,
yeah.
You know, sometimes you think I would joke for years that the rest of the league would just try to give good football players to Pittsburgh and Baltimore. It seemed every year in the draft they would always pass on good players, and it would seem they would always land in those two spots. Now you start to think about trades, and, you know, people seem to be handing Howie Roseman things, and, you know, you do have to look at it. And I have texted a few people from Washington that I know that cover the Commanders to see, sort of get some intel on what was going down with the Commanders. Because, it's very rare that you're going to give up on the 16th overall pick in year three. Now, again, different regime, different coaching staff, different coaches, so I don't have a tie to them. But still, if you're the 16th pick in the draft, even if you want to stipulate he was a little bit overdrafted, that means you got some significant physical gifts. And for people to give up on that, it's a worthy question to ask why. And I'm trying to find that out now, and hopefully I'll have some more intel tomorrow. But yeah, it's a little bit of a concern.
Yeah, I would say it's a big concern. I mean, look, he doesn't have the same role here. So the expectation is naturally going to be lessened, which I think will take pressure off the player. But from an organization standpoint, a guy 2 years ago, that's not that long ago, Johnny Mac. That's quicker than we moved on from Jalen Reagor. And this guy did have 500 plus yards. It's interesting to see, you know, can you chalk it up to a possible new regime in Washington that's trying to rebuild, you know?
Yeah, I mean, clearly it's a new regime, and clearly they're in a rebuild situation. Now, they were heavily involved early on in some of those Brandon Ayuk rumors, because evidently him and Jaden Daniels are very close. And there was an assumption that Brandon was trying to get to Washington. And maybe that shifted their thinking, but it hasn't worked out. So, you know, they still need receivers now after Terry McLaurin. And look, Olamide Zaccheaus, great kid, St. Joe's Prep, Philadelphia, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, he's limited. I mean, there's not even a comparison when you talk about the physical traits. And Luke McCaffrey is sort of a draft pick they might like, but again, and Martavis Bryant's really a reclamation project. Just strange to me that they're willing to give up on a player this early. And you mentioned Reagor. This guy's had already tons more production.
That's what I'm saying. And, yeah, more production, and they gave up quicker.
Yeah, so strange. It's a little bit strange.
No doubt about it. John, any idea on the money right now, how it's going to shake out for the Eagles? I know he's got 2 years left with the possible fifth-year option, but what are we going to end up paying this guy? He was a 16th overall pick in 22.
Yeah, I don't have his contract in front of me. I'm out, but he's under his rookie deal. So, I mean, that's structured from – so he was the 16th pick, so it's pretty significant. Now, they have plenty
of deals, the contract for us.
Now, they have plenty of room. That's not an issue. Obviously, they're not making the trade. The Eagles have plenty of room to fit it under, but yeah, it's a nice chunk of change for a third receiver. But that's what happens with, you know, 16th overall picks.
So this is the breakdown, John, of what he's going to be making. 2024, this is from Adam Kaplan, Kaplan NFL. He tweets 2024, $1.573 million base, fully guaranteed. He already earned a $500K third day of training camp roster bonus. And then 2025, $2.757 million, fully guaranteed. Boy, that's reasonable money, John, for a wide receiver three. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and then you'll have the big, that's why it's unlikely you have a big spike in the fifth year option, where it was unlikely that that the Eagles will pick it up. Most of the rookie deals are signing bonuses early on, so Washington's already paid that out, so it's just another feather in the Eagles' cap. So and even if they had to pay him significant money, they have plenty of cap space to do that. So it financial part of it's not even an issue for the Eagles at this point. I do think from the perspective, because a couple of people already asked me, will they pick up his fifth year option? I would highly doubt it, unless he has some kind of spectacular season. And there's no room for him to have a spectacular season because of what's in front of him, barring injury, of course.
Just a couple minutes left here on Football 24/7 with Johnny Mack. Want to let Johnny Mack get home. Coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern is the National Football Show with Dan Cilio. He tweeted out, and when this move broke, this is a great move in all caps. 2 to 6 Eastern on Jacob Sports. So check out that show coming up right after the break here. John, last question, man. What is Kellen Moore thinking today?
I'm sure he's happy. You know, I don't think Kellen will be nonplussed. You know, he's not concerned about the expectations, I don't think, at this stage. And, you know, I think only that stuff kind of crops up, as I said, if things go poorly. And I think the Eagles don't expect things to go poorly. And the last thing you want to be is that guy complaining when everybody's winning games. You never see it. That's the whole point. So I think it'll be fine. And it's an upgrade. So, I mean, look, the Eagles had an issue. And I've said it for weeks now. This was the most likely position they were going to look to upgrade from outside the organization. Because it was that glaring behind AJ and Devontae. So to be able to do it and in theory take away talent from a division rival is interesting from Washington's perspective. And that's what I'm trying to find out, Washington's perspective, because the last thing you want to do, you would think, if you're the Commanders, and is watch Jahan Dotson in an Eagles uniform scoring touchdowns at FedEx Field.
No doubt about it. John Ladd, one more question on the way out the door. I know this is an upgrade from where we were just a day ago at training camp and over Covey and all the options we had at wide receiver three. How much of an upgrade is this over who we've had in the past, Quez Watkins at wide receiver three?
Oh, significant, significant. Quez was a sixth-round pick, and I think is unfairly criticized by a lot of people, because anytime you're a fourth-round pick and last in the NFL to your second contract, by definition, you're a success. You know, this will be his fifth year in the NFL with the Steelers, and I haven't been keeping track of how Quez is doing there, if he makes the football team, obviously. And that's a success. In 4 years, it's a success for a six-round pick. This is the 16th overall pick in the draft.
Yeah, right.
If he doesn't last to his second contract, he's a disaster. And as I said, he did not play well last year, according to the film, but he played pretty well as a rookie. So, you know, again, maybe it's a change of scenery type thing. Maybe he's not happy. Washington had been in the pre-Josh Harris era a very bad organization, probably the worst in the NFL with Daniel Snyder. So a lot of people get unhappy when they're there. So, you know, now will be coming to one of the better organizations in the NFL. Hopefully that factors into it as well. And he gets to learn under AJ and Devontae,
right,
which is never going to hurt any young receiver.
No doubt about it. John, thanks for joining, man. We appreciate the report. Good stuff. Howie makes another move. John, thank you, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on Birds 365.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. There's Johnny Mack joining us here. Great stuff, everybody. I'm going to get out of here just because I want to get ready for the National Football Show coming up in a minute and 45 seconds. Dan Cilio will be live. And as I mentioned earlier, he did tweet out, what a great move. So I think Dan will have some good positive things to say about this move. The questions are, there's only one football, and they did give up on a first-round draft pick after two seasons. Now, granted, they do have a new regime, a new coaching staff, new everything there, so new owner even there. So, you know, maybe you could chalk it up to that, but I think if you're looking for concerns on this pick or reasons to not, you know, cash your Super Bowl tickets, that would be the one. But other than that, man, this football team got better today, everybody. That's the reality of where we are on August 22nd after a move like this. We got better today, and that's a big thing. It's a big moment, and Howie Roseman just continues to work. So good stuff from Howie Roseman, everybody. Thanks for being here. Make sure you guys hit that like button. We got a great crowd right now. Again, apologize for not being live a little bit earlier on. I was in a position. I was out of the house, so I didn't. I saw it, and I'm like, oh, I got to rush home. So I rushed home and got it up as quick as I could. Thanks, everybody, for being here, man. We will see you guys on the other side. National Football Show coming up next with Dan Cilio. Thanks, everybody.
Everyone's talking about AI these days, right? This season on Compiler, we're diving deep into how AI is reshaping the world we live in. Join us for a new season of Compiler, an original podcast from Red Hat. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.